Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some recent research that was conducted at Kansas State University. For many years now, we have been utilizing distillers grains and lactating dairy cow diets as a protein supplement. However, because of some of the components in normal distillers grains, we have not really been able to include that in the starter diets. However, there's been some recent changes in processing that has allowed us to take a look at distillers grains and young calf diets in a different light. Some of the research looked at a specialized distillers grain product that has the bran removed and therefore is a higher protein product than typical distillers grains. Normal distillers grains may contain about 30% crude protein, and then this new product actually contains about 50% crude protein, and it does not have the fiber that's associated with the bran. Therefore, the research found that that product was actually more digestible than soybean meal, which is typically what is used as a protein source in starter feeds for dairy calves. So, as you look at your calf operation, you might want to consider whether or not a starter feed that contains a high-protein distillers grains along with the supplemental amino acids to make sure that we have good amino acid balance for growth would fit into your operation. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.